Blue Wire.
Let's fuck this shit.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
Free People is trying to sell me a $70 skort so hard right now, and I will not do it.
You want it? Do you want it?
No, I don't.
I don't like skorts. I feel like they would bunch up.
I don't like skorts because I don't like how they look from the back.
Yeah, you're wearing weird shorts. I don't like wearing shorts either.
Well, I like wearing shorts, but I don't like wearing shorts that are trying to be another thing at the same time.
I'm not ready for, like, to be perceived this summer.
No, me neither. I'm going to start self-tanning next week.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
It's time.
Okay, both of us will do that together.
Yeah, I think that's going to make us feel a little bit better. Anyway, do you want to take some calls while we're here?
Yes. Do you remember when you called me on the way to a date to ask me how to self-tan?
Yes. Oh, my God. Wow, that was so long ago. I've grown so much since then.
You really have. You can now self-tan without my help.
I'm a real woman.
Okay, let's take some calls.
All right, here's a text. Can you girls fix the Sabres, please?
Oh, honey, no.
There are some things that neither God nor man can do at this point.
Yeah, the Sabres are a real mess right now. If you guys have been paying attention, Jack Eichel, is he still out?
No, I think he's back, but he's just not scoring.
He's not scoring.
But they have lost three straight games. They are playing the Rangers tonight, so who knows what's gonna happen there. They got shut out twice in a row last week to the Flyers.
By the Flyers?
The thing I'll say about the Sabres is that, like, they should have just shoved them 40 miles north into Canada.
Do you want to hear something really unfortunate? Season. They're playing the Rangers right now, and it's 1-3 in the second period.
Oh no, who scored for the Sabres?
Let's see. Sam Reinert. Oh, Lafreniere scored. Anyway.
Oh, good for him. You know who isn't scoring for the Sabres? Taylor Hall. Remember how Taylor Hall is on the Sabres?
Literally, no. I don't remember that Taylor Hall is on the Sabres.
Sabres went all in on Scorpios, and now they are reaping what they're sowing, which is a bunch of drama queens don't want to talk about their emotions and want to get the hell out of Dodge.
I really wish I knew more about hockey so that I could, like, explain what's going on with the Sabres, because it doesn't really make any sense, right? They have all of the pieces. I just don't understand why they're bad, and this is why hockey is a sport that makes no sense.
They're bad because other than Taylor Hall and Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner, rest in peace, who else? Like, Brandon Montour? Again, try and name players on the Sabres who are good. Try and name a good Sabres defenseman.
Rasmus
Ristolainen has COVID.
Okay. Well.
And not only has he had COVID, he's had COVID for a while.
Oh.
We're worried about Rasmus.
That's kind of a bummer. I'm really sorry. But he is a really good defenseman.
I think to fix the Sabres, and again, this doesn't cost me anything because I am not a diehard Sabres fan, but I say burn it to the ground. Mm-hmm. It's time to rebuild. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if it's just they need to revamp, like, their scores. Maybe it's coaching. Maybe it's ownership. It's like the Pegula curse that's happening up there. But it could be a combination of those things. You got to just burn it to the ground. Trade Jack Eichel.
Really?
Trade Jack Eichel.
Where would you put him?
The thing about trading Jack Eichel is, like, he hates losing. Again, Scorpio tendencies. Mm-hmm. Hates losing. The team is losing. And not only are they losing, but there doesn't seem to be any, like, direction that they're pointing to in terms of fixing it. Several teams have been expressing interest in him for months.
Wow, I bet he loves that.
And those teams have money. Like, they have the money to spare. Think about, like, the Kings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Kings have been after him.
I would love it if he went to the Kings. It'd be fun if the Kings were good again.
Not only are the Kings after him, the Rangers have been after him. Both those teams have really strong prospect pools. So it's kind of a buy now, pay later situation. Mm-hmm. And if the Rangers are still teetering on the precipice of making the playoffs, not making the playoffs this year, and they're not getting point production from Mika Zibanejad, that might be an option. I'm just saying.
I would really like to see him in California, just because then I would be able to name one other member of the LA Kings.
We could talk about the LA Kings like they're real and not just Anze Kopitar is out there doing whatever
they're
he's doing.
They're good right now.
Okay.
Let me see what they're at. Okay, they're not that good. I lied. They're fine.
The Western Division is so bad.
They really are.
It's literally a race to the bottom. Okay, we've got Vegas and...
Nobody. The Blues are the next team. Oh my god. This is a mess.
Oh, my solution to the Sabres is that actually they should just swap rosters completely with the Anaheim Ducks. Maybe it's just a scenery thing, because like the Ducks are also horrible and are struggling with a lot of the same issues. And the Ducks like put a bunch of their players on waivers last week and then just kind of were like, nobody's picking them up, so we're just going to let them keep playing. Yeah, they didn't even send them down to the minors.
All right, this is just a lesson.
They sent Adam Henrique.
Really?
They put him on waivers last week, but I think that would be fun. You got Trevor Zegras, who's like brought some life to the Ducks in the last couple of weeks. But I just think maybe just like give them a scenery change.
Just switch coasts.
Just swap them.
They're probably all tired of playing the same teams. I mean, I know that I'm tired of seeing the Bruins play.
I want to remember who's on the Ducks vaguely. And they probably want to, you know, ski, do some winter sports. Sabres want to get some sun, hang out on the beach. I think this could be a good
solution. Have you watched a Ducks game voluntarily this season?
God, no.
Yeah,
God,
me neither.
No. I have not watched a California team game.
Really?
No.
I've had to watch quite a few Sharks games under duress.
Yeah, well, you do what you can for the health of your relationship, so.
We try.
Gold star for Christina.
Hi, bunnies. Putting aside hockey is actually happening, as I can't even follow a game in its entirety with a lockdown brain a year in. Is there a better reverse retro combination than Wild Kings from this last weekend? That's a really good question.
No.
Because there isn't.
The Kings have got the purple.
Oh, it's right? So good with the white right in the middle and the serif font.
Yes, and the Wild have got the really like cool kind of Minnesota North Star looking green and yellow. I will say that these colors together make me think of a very like late 90s McDonald's play place.
Oh my god, I would kill. I wouldn't kill anybody, but I would probably do crimes to like go to a late 90s McDonald's right now just to get everything supersized.
Like light arson.
Yes, exactly. That sounds really fun.
Do you remember those stools that they used to have that were shaped like the characters?
Yes.
Like they were shaped like the Hamburglar and what's the purple one?
Menace? That's me.
Who else has your favorite reverse retros this year?
I really like Carolina's. The Whalers are very cool.
Controversial.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's this dumb thing that people don't think that they're like, they're not the Hartford Whalers anymore. They shouldn't touch the legacy of the Hartford Whalers.
That's so dumb.
It's really fucking stupid. Literally, the Avs are wearing the old Nordiques jerseys as their reverse retros, and nobody's saying anything about that.
And I think they're awful. So.
Yeah, I think they look bad.
I think they look really, really bad. I also like Arizona's.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I know.
Arizona's obviously has the best because they have nothing else going on for them right now.
Who do you like?
I really like the Bruins because I like the scary bear patch.
Yes, it's very scary.
Who else is
Bruins? Oh, Columbus has a really cool one, too.
I actually don't like Columbus's that much. I like the Golden Knights. I love the red. The red and gold looks so cool.
It does.
Medieval Times-ass team. I love them so much.
The New Jersey one looks like a Christmas sweater.
Not a fan, but it does make me think of Seinfeld, so.
So I think I'm the first person in the history of the world to Google Sidney Crosby cosmetic nose job, but I saw the picture the NFL posted of him with like the Kachuk boys. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Like when they were kids and he was like an adult. And, like, Sidney Crosby is so much more attractive now, and I get that, like, age happens and, like, money happens, but, like, did Sidney Crosby get a nose job? I don't know. That's all.
Dude.
Did Sidney Crosby get a nose job?
Yes. I think Sidney Crosby got his nose broken, mm-hmm. And I think Sidney Crosby got his nose fixed.
He got his nose quote-unquote fixed and said, Doc, why don't you just scoot some stuff around in there while you're up there?
That has to happen, like, pretty frequently in the NHL, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? If you get your nose broken by, like, some goon, why wouldn't you get it fixed up?
Why wouldn't you get some fillers while you're doing that?
You think he got fillers?
No, but I think that would be so cool.
I did Google Sidney Crosby, like, the skincare edit. The skincare edit, if you're not familiar with it, basically goes through people's lives and shows you all of their...
Celebrities' lives.
Celebrities' lives, and shows you all their cosmetic surgery. But yeah, do you think he got his nose done?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I was Sidney Crosby, I'd get my nose done. Not because there was anything wrong with it to begin with, but like, the best excuse for getting cosmetic surgery is you're already getting something done because you have to. I was talking to our friend Claire 2 days ago, and she was telling me about how her mom had cancer 2 years ago. She's totally recovered now, fine. When her mom went in to get the tumor removed, she was joking with the doctor, like, oh, haha, like, you might as well just do a tummy tuck while you're at it. And the doctor was like, no, your insurance will cover it if it's part of this, like, procedure. And you have the best plastic surgeons at the oncology ward of this hospital who can just walk in and do it. So she got it.
Honestly, work.
Sidney Crosby.
Do you think he's hot?
No.
Really? I don't believe you.
He's not for me. I really do understand why other people find him attractive. For me, I think it's partly that I just don't find him attractive baseline, and also that I hate him with every bone in my body. I respect him, but I don't love him.
I've invented this reality in my head where he's like a good dude with good politics, just because he never talks about them.
Yeah, even though he went to the White House with the
pens and like... Never mind. Nothing can ever be good for me. No handsome man has ever done anything good.
Speaking of handsome men, we got a text this week, which really, I think, sums up the true nature of this show. Hi, gals. Who do you currently think is the hottest player in the NHL? Nothing to do with his hockey, obviously.
That's really hard. I mean, is it Eric Branson?
No.
No, it's not.
I feel like it might be Alex Wennberg, maybe, who plays for the Panthers now.
How am I... Oh, my God. Of course, I look up Alex Wennberg and, like, related to Alex Wennberg and Eric Branson. Henrik Lundqvist, Gabriel Landeskog, Sidney Crosby.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Gabe. It might be Gabe Landeskog.
It might
for
be
me.
Gabe. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is it might be Gabe, or for me, it might be Hank, even though he's not playing.
Yeah. And for Gabe, for me to say that Gabe Landeskog is the hottest player, you guys know me.
He's a blonde.
I don't trust blonde men fundamentally. On a biological level, I don't trust them.
Didn't he get scouted at a mall once?
I have no idea, but that would make perfect
sense. I read a story about how he got scouted at a mall, like for a model.
For a modeling agency. What's hard is that I think for us as women in our 20s who are like well-rounded and empathetic and perfect in all ways, mm-hmm. like we can't not factor in personality.
Right.
And so I don't think it's a coincidence that we're like, oh yeah, Gabe and Henrik are the hottest, and also they're really good people and love their family.
Is Hank a good dude? I didn't know that.
Actually, both of them only have daughters.
Oh, we love girl dads. I love that.
Who do you think is hottest based on personality?
Oh, that's really hard.
Based on the whole picture. You already know my answer. So.
I would like to hear it.
That's Chris Kreider. Nobody's surprised.
Mine is like really awful. It's Maddie Tkachuk with the haircut.
Oh!
I like the new haircut. I think that he is going to become even more handsome as he gets older. I like that he's an asshole.
He has incredible bone structure.
He does, and his eyes are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Tkachuk family.
I know.
Strong genes.
I also think Elias Pettersson is going to be the hottest man. Which feels gross to say. Like, it feels really yucky.
You're really trending towards blonde men.
I know. What is that about? My boyfriend has black hair.
I would just like to throw in a vote for underrated hottest guy in the NHL, Anthony Duclair.
Yes. He is
absolute
very handsome.
Fucking dream boat.
Yeah.
Do you want to read me this last text?
Okay. What percentage of NHL players are you confident could mail a letter? This is a really difficult text because I am not confident that I could mail a letter.
What do you mean you're not confident that you could mail
Listen,
a letter?
Listen, I have about, like, 3 letters, one of which requires a notary that I need to send.
Oh, who cares about notaries? Just pretend this is a postcard, where literally all you have to do is write on the back of it and then put a stamp on it and then mail it.
I would say approximately 70%.
70?
Yes. I believe that 70% of the NHL is literate. What do you think?
I want that to be reality. Like, I hope that that's where we live. I really hope that's true. What percent of NHL players are you? But, like, are you confident could mail a letter? And for me, it has to be, like, 35 to 40.
Really?
By themselves.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess, like, are they getting any help, like, at the post office? Can they ask questions?
It's somebody buying stamps for them.
Listen, okay, here's my question. How are you supposed to know how many stamps that you need?
It's just one regular standard size stamp for most things that you mail. And if that isn't enough stamps, they just return it to you and tell you that you need another size.
Well, I didn't know that. So we learn something new every day. That's actually a really huge source of anxiety for me, is that I don't know how many stamps.
It's one. Here, I have them literally right beside me.
Of course you have stamps. One. Of course Audrey has stamps.
Of course I have stamps. Look, they're forever stamps. They have winter wildlife on them. You just get a sheet of these. You can literally, you know where I got these, Christina?
Where?
Safeway. They sell stamps at the grocery store now. And you just go up to the little counter and you say, can I have one sheet of forever stamps, please? And then you pay, like, I don't know how much these were. $2? Who can say? How much can a banana cost, Michael?
Oh my God. I just can't believe that you're the kind of person who not only buys stamps just in case you need them, but has them, like, right there.
I often do need them.
I know. You send me little presents all the time.
Anyway, hope that you learned something about mail.
I did.
In this episode. Either kinds. Both kinds of mail.
That took me like 5 seconds to get.
Killing it. Killing it. Jamie Benn won't stop interacting with extremely transphobic Instagram content.
Are we surprised? No.
Are we surprised? Are we disappointed? Yes.
Honestly, yeah, I am disappointed.
We are disappointed. We are disgusted. And also, hold your players to a higher standard at the Dallas Stars.
There's 0% chance they would talk to him about this.
Candace Owens, rot in hell, you fucking freak.
Wait, did he like a Candace Owens tweet?
He liked a Candace Owens video on Instagram. That's where it came from.
Oh.
I sent it to you.
I thought it was just like that he was liking tweets, not that it was her tweets.
No, he liked a Candace Owens video about how trans athletes should not be able to compete in girls' sports.
Well, if you have another NHL team that you guys suggest that I should support, you can call in with your questions or suggestions for next week's episode at 774-318-6952. You can follow us on Twitter @puckbunnies_pod or on Instagram @puckbunniespod. Please, please, please rate and review the show on the platform of your choice. And if you would like to, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/puckbunnies. I'm Christina, and I'm going to go never support the Dallas Stars again.
I'm Audrey, and I never started supporting the Dallas Stars, but I'm going to go negatively support the Dallas Stars. And this has been Puck Bunnies. Bye!
Bye!